Thursday, February the 12th, and it's Psalm 128 today in these Ascent Psalms, 120 through 134, 15 Psalms collected together. And Psalm 128 begins, "Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways." And then it repeats it in the second half of the psalm in verse 4, "Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." This is a psalm about fearing God. The fear of reverence, the fear of awe, the fear that is to know God as sovereign, omnipotent, holy, the fear that is evoked in Isaiah chapter 6. "Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory." The fear that is evoked in John, in the Apocalypse, in the book of Revelation, when he sees a glimpse, a vision of the glory and splendor of Jesus, and he falls down as though he were dead. That kind of fear. There's not much of it about. Certainly not in the world around us. But there's not much of it about in the church either. We like to be on chummy terms with God. It's what David Wells, who wrote four books in the 1990s, commenting on the church and the world and the culture and the state of things. And he coined a phrase in one of those books, "the weightlessness of God." It was a clever use of words, because the idea of holiness has often, and the idea of glory in the Old Testament, has the idea of weightiness, of something that's heavy. And God is so easily dismissed, even in the church, even as Christians, even in modern worship. There's little sense. It's often very horizontal. "Oh, say, can you see what's in it for me?" rather than worshipping the one true and living God and saying with the prophet, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory." This is a psalm that extols then the glory and greatness of God, and evoking that sense of reverential fear. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. I believe that's said five times in the course of Scripture. I may be corrected on that, but I think it occurs five times. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. If you want to be wise, you can read all the books in the world, but you can still be an unwise fool. But if you want to be a wise man or woman, you begin by acknowledging your creatureliness and your need, the fear of God. Well, that's Psalm 128. Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, a new episode of Fun Facts Friday. Hope you enjoy it.